Light it up. In the winter, the days get shorter and the nights get longer. That's the perfect time to celebrate with light. By Laura Edlund.
The large photograph on page 6 shows a public square in Toronto. The caption reads,
Toronto, Ontario welcomes winter by switching on these dazzling lights.
At the top of page 7 is a photograph of some lanterns. The caption reads,
Winter solstice on December 21st is the longest night of the year. You can light up that night at the Lantern Festival in Vancouver, BC.
The photograph in the middle shows a boy lighting a menorah with his dad. The caption reads,
Jewish families light candles for 8 nights at Hanukkah. No wonder this winter holiday is also known as the Festival of Lights.
The photograph at the bottom shows a woman carrying a tray of lights. Its caption reads,
Winter for Hindu people starts with the festival of Diwali. Families light small lamps called deepas.
Look at the photograph at the top of page 8. Its caption reads,
For Scandinavian people, the Christmas season starts with St. Lucia Day on December 13th. Girls dress as Lucia. Her name means light.
The caption for the photograph at the bottom of the page reads,
There are lots of ways to light up the darkness at Christmas. In Quebec, people burn a birch log in the fireplace.
At the top of page 9, the photograph shows a family lighting a canara.
Kwanzaa, from December 26th to January 1st, celebrates African families, community, and culture. Each candle in the holder, or canara, has a special meaning.
The photograph at the bottom of the page has a caption that reads,
The Iroquois Nation celebrates Midwinter Festival. Fires burn in the longhouse for 8 days. How does your community celebrate with light?